FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Warner Park, as Madison wearing their all white tops today with the blue logos on the front and the blue numbers on the back. They also have the white leggings and the white hats with the blue bills. As for the Raptors, they have their maroon and gold uniforms. What we've seen so far, so much on the road. They also have the black leggings as well with the gold and red hats with the red bills. So it's a big opportunity for them to get back to 500 as a team. But they're facing a guy in Nick West who's had one game appeared in, and it was against the Raptors back on July the 5th. He went two innings, allowed four hits and a run. So another Madison College guy from Verona, Wisconsin. So the Mallards taking the field right now. And for them, they hit pretty well yesterday. They had a run is in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and they had two runs in the 9th, but it was a big 7-run inning for the Raptors in the bottom of the 6th. That's what really propelled them to victory. Two big innings for them in the 3rd and the 6th. Other than that, Madison had more frequent scoring as far as the innings, but the Raptors had those opportunities, and they capitalized on it. A huge inning in the 6th. A throwing 3-run shot from Rivera in that inning. A Gallison RBI double. So for them, it's going to be big. Can they take down Madison for the third time here at Warner Park? They haven't lost here this season. So Nolan Saylors will lead off. He's had four hits on 33 at-bats. He's had four RBIs as well. That's a 121. So we haven't seen Saylors in the leadoff position. A lot of times when he bats, we've seen him at 8, 9, 7 at times, but never really first. So a different change in the lineup. You also have Gallison batting second. When he originally came for the Raptors earlier back in the season, we saw him in the leadoff spot or second. You know, that was real early. And recently, he's dropped down to the 6th, 7th, 8th in the order. So he's batting second. So an interesting lineup change here for Kirk Schreiner, going with Saylors, Gallison, and Rivera to lead off. So Nick West, the right-hander, working in right now and just getting warmed up. Sailors batted a 307 for Creighton. He had 42 games started, 166 at-bats with 51 hits. He had four home runs as well, 31 RBIs. He had four of those versus Butler back on April the 28th. He only struck out 39 times. So Sailors wearing number 36 for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll lead off. So the left-hander four hits, looking to make it five. So heading into his junior season, the Omaha, Nebraska native from Ralston High School. So Wes will set in and serve on the first offering, and it's popped away back towards the netting. 0-1. So Sailor's a top 10 player in the state of Nebraska. Was rated as Nebraska's third best shortstop when he's played outfield for the Rafters, and he'll see the 0-1 and right down the plate in for a strike. West ahead in the count early, 0-2. Sailors was an All-Nebraska and Super State first team. He batted 476 as a senior. Hasn't made much contact with the ball, but he'll see the 0-2 and lower the zone for ball 1-2. So 1-2 count. Sailors, two of his teammates play for the Rafters. Hogan Alixo behind the plate today. And Malachi Vitak, who pitched yesterday with six strikeouts. So the fourth offering comes in for a ball, 2-2. Nick West in his second appearance, so he's only played against the Rafters. Hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. And the 2-2 comes in, and there's the first strikeout. So the first strikeout of Nick West's second appearance for the Rafters, for the Mallards, and he strikes out Sailors. So Anthony Gallison, 21 hits on 78 at-bats. He's got nine RBIs. He had a two RBI day yesterday with nine runs. He bats a 269. So talking with him earlier, saying he broke his leg last year, which allowed him to miss a lot of games for Coastal Carolina. Only appeared in 16 games with seven starts, and he had 30 at-bats. He's down to the count 0-1. West will look in. He'll fire as Gallison pops it away towards the second baseman, Suduka, and he makes out and makes the grab. So Suduka, an easy catch. That's two down. So David Rivera, the DH, had a big day yesterday. He's 7-for-4 with five strikeouts. 7-for-24 with five strikeouts. Bats a 292. He hit his first home run yesterday with a three-run shot to left center. You'll see the first delivery low and away for a ball. So one out count, Nick West with two down, looking to retire the side in three batters. He'll come set, kick, wind, and serve. The 1-0 on a swing and a hard ground ball over to a diving Suduka and throws it over to first. So Suduka, how about that? Dives out, reaches out, makes the catch, and throws it over to first for the third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for Madison. They take care of business. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning, 0-0, as Kalen Graham will get the start on the mound once again. He's appeared in 8 games with a 1-1 record. He got the win versus Green Bay back on June the 21st. Lost versus Traverse City on June the 26th. So he's at 24 innings of work. He's allowed 17 hits and 10 runs. 23 strikeouts in total for 2.25 ERA. So the right-hander from Tampa, Florida will set and fire up on a changeup that goes above the zone at 77, 1-0. So Jake Holcroft, a great leadoff hitter, batting a 349 as he flies one out left side. Out of the University of Portland, heading into his redshirt senior season from Upland, California. So Graham will come set once again. He'll look in and fire the 1-1 and driven away into the netting on the left side, 1-2. Holcroft has been that guy coming into yesterday, was 6th in the league in batting average. He'll see the 1-2 from Graham and flies it out left side, and the pole's out of play. Staying alive is Holcroft. So Jake Holcroft, the left fielder. And Graham, the 1-2 down low, and a pass ball that goes through the legs of Haligzo. In for the second ball, 2-2. So Conniff, Degatti, and Hansen, 4, 5, and 6. We'll see how their chemistry does. Luke Hansen, a utility guy. And the 2-2, and a swing and a hard ground ball. Graham reaches above his head, goes into his glove, looks over to first, and tosses it down to Broussard, one down. So Kalen Graham was attentive to that. Holcroft grounds out to the pitcher. And this brings up Canyon Brown, the DH from North Carolina A&T, and a rising junior from Ormond Beach, Florida. Yesterday, had a good day, went 2-for-3. With a double, and he was walked as well. So Brown sets in and serves on the first offering on a changeup at 81 on the right edge, 0-1. Graham has a good command. He'll paint the zone with fastballs as he throws down low into the dirt for a ball, 1-1. One down for the Rafters. Madison went 1-2-3 to start off. Wisconsin Rapids looking to return the favor, the 1-1. And paints the right edge. He does it that time on a fastball, 1-2. At 90 miles per hour. Graham works quickly. He'll set and fire the fourth offering. And a swing and a pop-up. As Haligzo looks to track it down. He's losing sight of it. As running barely into Broussard. Just catches it in the nick of time. Broussard was running on the first base line. So a lack of communication came fortunate for the Rafters, though. And Haligzo was able to make that grab. Two down. So Ryan Sprock, the third baseman, he DH'd yesterday. Out of Elon. A rising sophomore from Morristown, New Jersey. He's got 32 RBIs, leads the team. And the first delivery in for a ball, 1-0. Sprock went 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI and also walked. So a positive day for him. And he'll see the second pitch as a strike right down the plate, 1-1. So two down for the Rafters, one away. And the 1-1 low, and a changeup again at 83, 2-1. So Graham, the set high, the kick to fire. 3-1. So we see a lot of Kalen Graham. We see a lot of fastballs from him, but changeups as well. He likes to go to the curve at times and sees the 3-1. That's down the plate. Right down Main Street, 3-2. So the count is full with two down. Kalen Graham looking for his 24th strikeout of the season. He'll set and serve the 3-2 in down low in the dirt before Holixo can get to it. That's ball number four. So that puts the first runner on for the game in Ryan Sprock. It's Isaiah Jackson's turn to step in the batter's box, batting in the cleanup spot. The Arizona State Sun Devil heading into his sophomore season from Vail, Arizona. Bats a 274, two home runs, and 29 RBIs. So a very fast center fielder. And the first pitch comes in on the inside for a ball. Jackson has to back away. Went 1-for-4 with a run yesterday. 1-0 count. Sprock leads off at first. Kalen Graham bends down low at the knee with the ball in his glove. He'll kick, wind, and deliver the 1-0 and a swing and a skied ball into shallow left. Shortstop Hansen is running back to it. Backtracks and makes the grab for the third out. So the Rafters and the Mallards just getting going. Scoreless through one here. We head to the top of the second. They retire four batters. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning, Madison went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Wisconsin Rapids looking to extend this inning. So Brendan Bobo will lead off. And Cal State Fullerton products and the team MVP last season. So batting in the cleanup spot, Bobo, Broussard, and Degatti, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. So Rafters retired four batters in the bottom of the first. No hits yet. So Bobo batting a 235. He has 6 home runs. Acquired his 6th yesterday in a 3-run shot in the bottom of the third to right field. It was his first home run at Witter Field this season. He's at 26 RBIs, which also leads the team as well. But he struck out 30 times. That's first in the team. So gets a lot of RBIs and a couple of home runs, but strikes out a good amount of the time. So he batted a 216 for Cal State Fullerton. 26 runs and 30 hits on 139 at-bats. So the power hitter, the left-hander from Santa Cruz. So Bobo wearing number 21. Number 21 jersey for the Rafters. Bobo, the team MVP last season, batted a 298, led the league in home runs with 17. So Nick West will look to get going. Didn't record a recorded one strikeout where he struck out Sailors. As he'll serve in the first pitch, and it comes in low on a ball, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Gallison popped out to second, and Rivera grounded out to second. So Noah Sudica has been busy so far in a swing and a ground ball that goes into the pitcher's glove of West, looks over, underhands it to first, and makes an easy ground out for the first out. That's the second time we've seen the pitcher get a ground out today. On the other side, Holcroft grounded out to Graham, and now Bobo grounds out to West. So Garrett Broussard, 27 hits on 121 at-bats. He bats a 223, 15 runs and 10 RBIs. So West will set in. He'll look in the first offering and right down the plate on a fastball at 87 for a strike, 0-1. He batted a 258 last season. He had 5 home runs. He's got 1 this season. He hit a 2-run shot against Traverse City back on Sunday. And the 0-1 down low of the zone on a ball and a fastball once again at 86. So Broussard from Utah Valley and a San Juan Capistrano, California native. West looks. And the 1-1 to Broussard and a swing and a bouncer that just pulls on the third baseline. Ryan Sprock was attentive. He was going to be on top of it. But it comes in for a foul, 1-2. One gone, two away for Madison. A ground out from Bobo. And the 1-2 from West on a curveball that goes in between second and third. Broussard with a base hit. That's the first of the day for either side. And it comes to Utah Valley products. And the first baseman today, Garrett Broussard. So a ground ball that goes right between the shortstop, Fisher, and Ryan Sprock at third. So Jorge Degatti, 21 hits for him in total. He bats a 304, went 2-for-3 yesterday. And West sets and fires, and a swing and a miss low, 0-1. So Jorge Degatti from Indiana University, a native of Miami, Florida, previously attended the Florida Gators in the SEC, where he appeared in 9 games. The 0-1 to Degatti, and a swing and a line drive in the left field gap. Broussard on his way to third. Jackson has trouble fielding it. Head first dive into second is Degatti, and here come the Rafters. Runners on second and third, 2 in scoring position. Jorge Degatti, a big hit, back-to-back hits. So this brings up Chris Conniff, 26 hits for him on 100 at-bats. He bats a 260, 20 runs in 16 RBIs. West will have to shake it off. Rafters in scoring position with one down. West will set in and fire, and Conniff swings and pulls a ball into left center field, running after it, not making the grab in time is Holcroft. Broussard gets home on his way from second to third is Degatti. He'll stand up there now, and an RBI double for Chris Conniff. Rafters up 1-0, and they strike first here in the top of the second. A 1-run RBI double. And this brings up Luke Hansen, the shortstop. So Hansen, 5 hits on 20 at-bats with 4 runs, batting a 250. Once again, runners on second and third. Rafters up to 3 hits. They've come alive here early in this game in the top of the second. West stands in. In the middle of the slab, we'll fire in the first offering, and a swing and a miss on a curveball at 82. Hanson, the Virginia Cavalier, he batted a 356 for them this season on 45 at-bats. He had 16 hits, 9 RBIs. 3 of those came versus VCU on April the 18th. So West the 0-1 and a swing and a miss low for Hanson, 0-2. Luke Hanson, a tremendous athlete in high school, a dual sport athlete, was the starting quarterback, the male athlete of the year, went 25-5 as a starting QB at Lafayette High School, was ranked the number 4 shortstop in the state, the number 14 overall player. And the 0-2 to Hanson, down low and away on a ball 1-2. And for him, baseball runs in his family. Father Dane Hanson was a left-handed pitcher at Army. So Luke served as a captain in high school, in football, and baseball for 2 years. The 1-2, way low, on a curveball down on the right side, 2-2. So Conniff at second, Degatti at third. One down, and the Raptors already struck first. A one-run RBI double from Conniff. Degatti with a double of his own. Broussard the first run to score for the Raptors. A 2-2 and a swing and a miss inside. Hanson knew it the entire way through on a fastball at 87 that paints the left edge. Two down, and this takes us to the bottom of the order. Hogan Haligso, the catcher, and the Creighton Blue Jay, who batted a 314 for them this season. For the Raptors so far, he bats a 194, 7 hits on 36 at-bats. So West will dig in low, records his second strikeout of the evening. He'll look, step, and fire, and skims the right side for a strike. 0-1, that was a fastball at 87. So the two people West has struck out has been Sailors in the top of the order and Luke Hanson batting in the eighth spot. He's given up 3 hits and a run as Haligso lines the ball into right field that just pulls on the right field line. 0-2. Hogan Haligso had a highly rated recruit out of high school. Was the number one catcher in Nebraska and the top 10 player overall in the state. Went to Elkhorn South. Had 37 hits for Creighton this season, a big part of their success on the offensive side. He'll see the 0-2 from West and a popped ball right side. He also had 2 home runs this season. 19 RBIs, 3 of those against St. Thomas back on April the 1st. He's been struck out twice this season. He'll see the 0-2 and a swing and a low ground ball over to Fisher. That's short, and the quick pickup of the throw to first is right on time for the third out. But the Raptors strike first. They get a run, a one-run RBI double for Chris Conniff that brings Broussard home. We head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 57, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 72. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, and Wisconsin Rapids leads 1-0. And leading off is Cal Fisher, the shortstop, who just got the assist on that last play. So headed to Florida State next season. He's a high school senior from Deerfield, Wisconsin. Batting at .244, 12 RBIs for him and 4 home runs. And Graham will serve in. Up on a changeup that goes right down the plate at 75 for a strike, 0-1. Cal Fisher, in the last series back on July the 4th and 5th, hit 3 home runs in the 2 games. So just unbelievable for him as the 0-1 to Fisher comes in for a strike, 0-2. So really getting his numbers up, and the Rafters had no answer for him. But the 0-2 and a swing and a foul back. Fisher yesterday, he went 0-for-5. He had an RBI and 2 strikeouts. You know, the Rafters found an answer to him. And Graham will set in the 0-2 and a miss low on a ball that just hits the top of the bat, goes underneath the legs of Haligso. And he'll stay alive. So Cal Fisher, the right-hander, on Kalen Graham, the right-handed pitcher. He'll set the 0-2 inside and pushed away for a ball. 1-2. What a fastball at 88. So Kalen Graham, no strikeouts yet. He retired 4 batters. And the fourth offering in for a ball. 2-2. Holcroft grounded out to the pitcher. Brown popped out to the catcher. Sprock walked and a fly out to the shortstop. And a swing and a bouncer that stays fair. Broussard makes the catch at third. The throw to first is on time. That looked like it was actually Jorge Degatti to Broussard. So Degatti makes the play. So great job for Degatti getting his first assist. Broussard with the put out. So Jake Goolsby, out of Charlotte University from Springville, Alabama. Bats at .248. 18 RBIs for him. And Graham inside on an 89 mile per hour fastball, 0-1. So Graham works quickly. He'll stand on the first base side of the slab and a swing. And just low. That was a ball, though, 1-1. Steps high. He does. He really kicks up the leg. He'll look in. The 1-1 home, and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Pass Conniff rolls into right field, and a base hit. The first time today the Mallards have got on the hitting side of things, and it comes for Jake Goolsby. Jackson Tucker batting in the 7th spot out of Staten Island, New York. Hit a home run here against the Rafters back on June the 30th. We had a solo shot in the left center. Wisconsin Rapids was already up 10-2 at that point. And the first delivery outside for a ball, 1-0. So Goolsby at first. Graham looks over there now. He'll come set. They kick the fire. And a changeup that comes right down the plate at 75, 1-1. 3 home runs in total for Tucker. And the 1-1, a swing and a miss. A slow-moving breaking ball for the second strike, 1-2. 1-2 count with 1 down. At first is Goolsby. Graham will come set. He'll look over at first. With the ball in his glove. And a kick. The 1-2 to Tucker and a swing and a ground ball over to Degatti at third. And the throw to second to Conniff. The toss back to first is right on time. A 5-4-3 double play, and the Rafters get out of the inning. We head to the top of the third. They lead 1-0. Stay with us here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So top of the third we go. The Raptors lead 1-0 as we head to the top of the order as well. Nolan Sailors, who struck out looking first time up. And Raptors, well, the difference so far was a Jorge Degani double. And then shortly after that, Broussard was on base as well. And then a one-run RBI double from Chris Conniff in the left center field that sent Broussard home. So that has been the scoring so far. Raptors have out-hit Madison 3-1. So Nolan Sailors, four hits on 34 at-bats. With four RBIs. So West, the right-handed pitcher on the left-handed batter of Sailors. He'll serve in the first offering, and a ball fouled back left side, 0-1. That's a winner. Sailors in 2022, he appeared in 47 games for Creighton. He started 44 times. He slashed a .247. So the 0-1 from West, and down low on a ball, 1-1. So the three hits for the Raptors was Broussard, Degani, and Conniff. All came back-to-back. So West will set in once again. He'll step high and serve. And outside of the left edge of the zone, 2-1 on a fastball at 85. Two balls a strike. A step in and serve. A 2-1, a swing, and a miss inside. 2-2. Two count. Nick West so far nearing his 32nd pitch. He's accumulated two strikeouts. He'll look and serve the 2-2 on a swing and a bouncer that just pulls foul on the first base line. It's always a good sign when Wisconsin Rapids can take an early lead. They've been very successful in that circumstance. They have trouble playing from behind. They've come from behind a couple times this year. Earlier in the year, they were down 4-1 to Green Bay. Won that game 9-4. The 2-2 on a swing and a line drive. Cal Fisher reaches out, goes off the glove, rolls into center field. So Nolan Sailors with a hit. That's the fourth of the game for the Raptors. And a leadoff single for Sailors. And Anthony Gallison, who popped out to second, first time up. Bats a .269. He previously attended Elon before Coastal Carolina. and he graduated from there in an economics degree. Back in Elon in 2021, he played and started in all 44 games. Only one of two players to do so. As the first pitch comes in, and a throw from Lobliner to Sudica at second, a stealing Sailors, and he gets there in time. A passed ball. So Nolan Sailors, a successful stolen base attempt, puts himself in scoring position. First base coach Josh Nikoloff. And at third base today, Orlando Rodriguez back at his coaching role. Past two games, it was Kirk Schreider out there at third. So the 1-0 and a bouncer towards the dugout of Madison. Gallison 0-for-1 today. Rafters up to four hits. They swept the Mallards back on June the 30th and July the 1st. Madison returned the favor on the 4th and the 5th of July. So the Rafters lead the season series 4-3 and popped away backside. Goes near the press box over here as seems like everybody's okay. One ball, two strikes. Anthony Gallison, the right-hander. Nick West, who looks over at second. Sailors leads there now. And the step high, a swing and a line drive over to Holcroft, who catches it in left field. So Jake Holcroft had to be on top of that ball because well hit from Gallison. Wasn't able to find any green space. One down. So David Rivera, who grounded out to second, first time up. It was Noah Sudica who made an excellent play. Dove made the catch on a bounce before him into the glove. Got up quickly and threw him down at first. So Sailor stands at second. And West steps off the slab to look over. Rafters up to four hits now. Broussard, Degani, Conniff, and Sailors all have acquired each a hit. The one hit came for Jake Goolsby for the Mallards. And the first offering in a swing and a ground ball to third. At Sprock, who lobs it on over to first. The throw from first to third is not in time, so an excellent heads-up stolen base there from Sailors. I wouldn't say he stole the base, though. He knew that ball threw from third to first. And so Sailors did not steal the base. It was a throw from third to first, and he got there on a fielder's choice. So Brendan Bobo will step in now. Two down, and the first offering, Bobo swings in, hits a fly ball out of the field. That one on the left side. So Rivera grounds out to third. That one count. West will look over at third, and the 0-1 low. So two gone for Madison. Looking to retire this side with not allowing any runs. Early 1-0 lead. Rafters have the second run at third. One ball, one strike. And a swing and a miss low. 1-2. So Brendan Bobo has struck out 30 times, which leads the team in strikeouts. 1-2 count. West bends in low. The ball in his right hand. He'll put it in his glove. Stands right in the middle of the slab. On the mound, he'll serve in the 1-2. And a swing and a ball. Well hit. Flying back to center field. This ball is gone. Well, off the wall. And, well, getting home is Sailors. And a double there for Bobo. And once again, looked like it was going to be gone. So Bobo hits a double. A big hit. And the Rafters lead 2-0. So it looked like it was going to be gone there for a sec. Hit off the top of the wall. And just like he did back on June the 30th, where he hit a ball into right field. It hit it off the top of the wall, went back into play, but they did rule that as a home run. So two-run score, Sailors gets home. And the Rafters lead 2-0, and a swing and a pop-up into the shortstop, Fisher, who makes an easy catch, but the Rafters get a run. They're up to 5 hits now. We head to the bottom of the third. They lead 2-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, and we are in the bottom of the order. Noah Sudica, Jaden Lobliner, and Jay Colcroft set to bat. So 8-9-1 in the order. Rafters a run in the past two innings. They lead 2-0. A one-run RBI double for Brendan Bobo to send Sailors home. So Sudica, the second baseman, he'll step in now. And Sudica pops it away, left side, for a strike, 0-1. But Kalen Graham, right now, has recorded 31 pitches. He's allowed a hit, a walk, but no strikeouts. So Graham will set on the 0-1 and a swing and a fly ball into left center field. Running after it is Nolan Sailors to reach out, make an easy catch for the first out. So Sailors on top of that ball. It was going in between Gallison and the center fielder Sailors, but Nolan was on top of it. So one down. And Jaden Lobliner out of Kansas State. And a rising sophomore from Melissa, Texas, batting a 190. He's the only one to bat below a 200 as he skies a ball into the shortstop, Hansen, who makes the easy catch for two down. So a flyout from Sudica and a pop out from Lobliner brings up Jake Holcroft. Holcroft grounded out to the pitcher, first time up. Two gone, and a curveball goes in low. 1-0. So 1-0 count. And popped away back below the plate for a strike, 1-1. So Holcroft's 0-for-1. That's a 349. A tremendous leadoff hitter. And the first offering, the 1-1, and a swing and a ground ball. Away from the bag is Broussard at first and gets there in time. Tags it before Holcroft can get there for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Rafters. They go 3 up and 3 down. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, Rafters lead 2-0, a run in the top of the second and a run in the top of the third. So looking to continue that once again. Jorge Degatti, somebody that can do that. He got a double his first time up into left center field. So Degatti's been batting well prior to today. He's batting a 304. Had a big day yesterday, went 2-for-3 with a run. As West will set in, he'll serve the first offering and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Sprock at third. Fields it up in the glove, the throw across his body, and he got him in time. Degatti can't believe it. As he was stepping on the first base bag, he indicated that he was safe, but first base umpire, third base umpire, Brandon Smith, thought otherwise. So Conniff will step in now. Conniff had a one-run RBI double. First time up, he's also 1-for-1. And West will set in. He'll fire. And just up away on a fastball at 85 out of the zone, 1-0. So Nick West nearing his 46th pitch. He's at two strikeouts. He's allowed 5 hits and 2 runs. The 1-0 and a swing and a pulled ball that goes over the head of Fisher in short. Drops into left field before Holcroft can get to it. And Conniff 2-for-2 to start. He's had a big day. So Luke Hansen, who struck out swinging on his first time up at the plate. Which was interesting for Hansen the other day against Traverse City on Sunday. He actually pitched an inning. He's a guy that plays infield, but Kirk Schreiner put him on the mound. He had 2 strikeouts. He gave up 3 runs, but it's a decent start in his debut at pitching for the Rafters. I don't know if we'll ever see him again on that role, given the score was, at that point, 15-5. His first offering comes in on a strike, 0-1. So no balls to strike with one down. Conniff leads off at first. Rafters up to 6 hits, comparison to Madison's 1. And the 0-1 to Hansen, right down the plate for a strike, 0-2. Luke Hansen, prior to today, batting a 250. So the second Virginia guy for the Rafters. Harrison Didowick the first. He's inactive here today. And the 0-2. Way past ball that goes behind Lobliner. Getting the second is Conniff. So a curveball that goes underneath the right leg. 1-2 strikes. A runner in scoring position. And now the Raptors have the third run at second. And 1-2 count with one down. Nick West will look in. He'll step and serve, and a swing and a line drive that goes into the glove of Sudica at second. Reaches out to his left, makes an easy catch, extending that arm, and gets two down. So Hansen lines out to the second baseman, and Hogan Haligzo, who grounded out to short, first time up. And Nick West, fortunate for his defense, to step in there and make the play. The first serve comes in, and it's a ball 1-0. Haligzo heading into his junior season for the Creighton Blue Jays. Went to Elkhorn South High School in Omaha, Nebraska. A key piece to Creighton's team. And the 1-0 way inside and backing away is Haligzo, 2-0. He had 221 putouts this season at catcher for Creighton. 13 of those against Villanova, with also 15 assists as well. So West, the kick, the fire, the 2-0, and a swing and a miss inside, 2-1. Back in 2022, Hogan got stronger as the season went on. He closed the 2022 season with 7 multi-hit games. 4 of those performances came in the final 10 games as he was hit by a pitch there. So Haligzo will take first. So top of the order, and Nolan Sailors, who's 1-for-2, his Creighton counterpart. Sailors struck out looking and was able to get a base hit his second time up. So now runners on first and second. With 2 gone, the Mallards looking to get out of this inning because Raptors are knocking on the door once again. West serves outside of the zone for a ball 1-0. So Sailors, a center fielder, haven't seen him too much there this season. Plays a lot of right field. Also in the batting order, haven't really seen him in the leadoff role. The 1-0, and right down the plate for a strike, 1-1. Runners at first and second. Raptors up to 6 hits now. They've held Madison only 1. Raptors a 2-0 lead. And West sets the 1-1 and a swing and a bouncer that pulls on the right field side out of play, 1-2. Two down for the Mallards. Raptors have been victorious twice here at Warner Park this season in 2 games. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. And the step, the 1-2, and a swing and a fly ball that's pulling in the left field. Holcroft runs under it and catches it before the warning track for the third out. Raptors get a hit, but for them, they come up empty. We head to the bottom of the fourth. They lead 2-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Raptors, as leading off is Canyon Brown.